My topic tonight is about walking with the Lord, walking in high places with your hinds feet and being rooted in the Lord. To have hinds feet, you have to have the right footwear. So you wouldn't be a diver and wear trainers. You have to wear the right footwear. So you have to humble yourself, and you have to humble yourself to be able to walk in the high places as well. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. For they were departed for Rephidim, and were come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up unto... unto God, and Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and shall keep my covenant, then ye shall be all a peculiar treasure unto me above all the people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their faces all the words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together, and said, All that the Lord hath spoken we will do. And Moses returned of the words of the people unto the Lord. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said unto Moses, Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee for ever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go unto the people, and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. And be ready against the third day, for the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set about bonds unto the people round about, saying, Take heed to yourself, that ye go not up unto the mount, or touch the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount shall surely be surely put to death. There shall be not a hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through. Whether it be a beast or a man, it shall not live. When the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount unto the people, and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. This is Mount Sinai. This is where Moses went up, and he went to the high places to receive the Ten Commandments of the Lord. And there's monasteries up there at the moment. You can see one at the bottom left. I'm not sure if that's a Catholic one, but you do have different religions up on Mount Sinai, I think. The Lord God, Habakkuk 3:19. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds feet, and he will make me walk upon mine hind places to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. This verse is a reminder that God is able to help us do the impossible. Making our feet like hinds feet means he will equip us with what we need to bring us through the rough patch. Notice that it is only the hind that can climb those rocky terrains. This is because it has the right feet to climb. I want to read a little bit of this book to you that you have on the right hand side. I lent it off at Andrea, and it's very good. After that, they walked together through a burning desert sands. Then one day, quite unexpectedly, a path crossed the main track where they were following. This, said the shepherd quietly, is the path which you now know to follow. So they turned westward with the high places right behind their backs, and came in a little while to the end of the desert. have found themselves on the shore of the great sea. "It is now time for me to leave you, much afraid," he said, "and to return to the mountains. Remember, even though you seem to be farther away than ever from the high places and from me, there is really no distance at all separating us. I can cross the desert sands as swiftly as I can leap from high places to the valleys, and whenever you call for me, I shall come. This is the word I now leave with you. Believe it and practice with joy. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Whenever you are willing to obey me, much afraid, and to follow the path of my choice, you will always be able to hear and recognize my voice. And when you hear it, you must always obey. Remember also that it is always safe to obey my voice, even if it seems to call you to the paths which look impossible or even crazy." On saying this, he blessed her and went from there, leaping and bounding over the deserts towards the high places, which were now actually right behind her. Much afraid and her two companions walked along the shores of the great sea for many days. And at first it seemed to her that up till then she had never known real loneliness. The green valley where all her friends and she had lived was far away behind her. Even the mountains were out of sight, and there seemed to be nothing in the whole wide world but the endless sandy desert. On one side, the endless sea moaning drearily on the other. Nothing grew there, neither tree nor shrub nor even grass. But the shores were scattered with the broken driftwood and with the great tangled masses of brown and shriveled seaweed. Nothing lived in the whole region save the seagulls, wheeling and crying overhead, and the crabs scuttling across the sand in their burrows. And interviews too, an icy wind came shilling across the billows, sharpening sharp as a knife. In those days, Much Afraid never let go of her hands of her two companions. It was amazing how swiftly they had helped her along. Stranger still, perhaps, was the way in which Much Afraid walked. Swiftly and more upright than ever before, with scarcely a limp, for something had happened in the wilderness which had left the mark upon the rest of her life. It was an inner and secret mark, and no one would have noticed any difference outwardly. But all the same, a deep inner change had taken place which indicated a new stage in her life. She had been down into Egypt and looked upon the grinding stones, the wheel and the furnace, and they all that symbolized an experience which she herself must pass through. Somehow, incredibly as it was, she, Much Afraid, had been enabled to accept the knowledge and to the acquaintance in it. And she knew that within herself, with the acceptance, a gulf had opened between herself and her past life. Even between her past, a gulf which never seen again to be closed. She could look back across the green valley between the mountains, and she see herself with the shepherd's workers, feeding her little flock, cringing above before her relatives, and going to the pool morning, and even in keep tryst with the shepherd. But it was like looking at somebody else altogether, and she said to herself, "I was that woman, but I am not that woman now." She did not understand how it happened, but what the shepherd had said had come to pass in herself. For those who go down to the furnace of Egypt and find there the flower of acceptance come up charged and with the stamp of royalty upon them. It is true that Much Afraid did not feel all royal, but certainly did not yet look it. Nevertheless, she had been stamped with the mark. This is a little book on the right hand side. It's very good. I found it quite knowledgeable, so I wanted to share that. The high place at Megagonia in Israel is one of the oldest known high places dating from about 2500 BC, because the Israelites had associated the divine presence with elevation places, e.g., Mount Sinai, and they used the Canaanites' high places to worship their own God, Yahweh. High place or high places, Hebrew, bamah, and plural, bamot or bamoth. Pastor Walker will say if this is right, but I think bamah also means hill as well. So we have some other parts in the Bible that I found some scriptures. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is thy sword of excellency. And thy enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. Deuteronomy. This is a Founding Review Herald, and I wanted to share it. It's two slides. We must be better acquainted with our Bibles. We might close the door to many temptations if we would commit to memory passages of Scripture. Let us hedge up the way to Satan's temptations. With it is written, we shall meet the conflicts to test our faith and courage, but they will make us strong if we conquer through the grace Jesus is willing to give. But we must believe. We must grasp the promises without a doubt. They are able and rich, and during the perils and trials of the last days. Hear the assurance given by the prophet of the Lord. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make me walk upon the high places. As we exercise faith, talk faith, act faith, the promises of God will be verified to us. And as we walk consistently with our profession of faith, we are also teaching others to walk circumspectly. The Lord's word is truth. It is so plain that we cannot mistake its meaning. It is not evidence that the peoples need. For this they have, but they do not desire to walk in the way of the Lord's commandments. The world is walking contrary to the divine will, but God has a people on the earth, and between him and them the Sabbath is a sign, whereby they know that he is the Lord that sanctifies them. Upon them his mark is placed, that they shall be of thee, and shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwelling. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on the holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honourable, and shall honour him, not doing thy own ways, nor finding thy own pleasure, nor speaking thy own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the inheritance of Jacob thy father. I also found one in Psalms that I wanted to share as well. So walking in the high places was obviously a major thing to do, and you have to humble yourself to be able to do that, to be able to walk in the high places. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hind feet and setteth me upon my high places. I have Sorry. I have something else. Just one more thing I wanted to read to you. This is Isaiah 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled with the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hands, which he have taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Also I heard a voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here I am, send me. Thank you. That is my Vesper to do with hinds feet and walking with the Lord and humbling yourself so you are able to walk on the high places with
Amen. Amen. Mm.
Thank
Amen.
You, Sean.
Yeah, thank you, Charlie.
So here in this place. I remind my soul. and I remind my soul.
Be strong, be not dismayed.